day for Pakistan, Pervez Musharraf has stepped down as head of the army. It's been one of the main demands made by the opposition in the run-up to a general election due in January. Whether it's enough is another question. Musharraf is expected to be sworn in for a new term as president tomorrow. So we're talking now with one of the main opposition figures. Benazir Bhutto is leader of the Pakistan People's Party, and she joins us on the phone from Islamabad. So Benazir Bhutto, one of your key demands is that President Musharraf leave the military. That, of course, has now been met. So what is the significance of what he's done today?
He has been in uniform for as army chief and in the military for 43 years. So I believe today is a very significant day in Pakistan's history that offers hope of us moving on to the path of transition to democracy.
It's interesting that you give him credit for taking this step. It certainly was one of your preconditions for taking part in January elections. So where do you stand on this? Are you saying today that you are prepared to end any call to boycott the January elections?
Well, there are two separate issues. The holding of the office of president and military chief was blurring the distinction between civilian and military rule. So it's a good step in the direction of civilian rule, but there's still a lot more that needs to be done in terms of holding a fair, free, and impartial election. We need the lifting of emergency, which still is in place. Our media has been gagged and our major television stations taken off the air. We need those gags to go. We need the political prisoners to be freed. And most important of all, we need an independent election commission that can take notice of mayors who are now using their cars and government machinery to campaign for the former ruling party. They're putting up their flags and their posters, and they're using the officials of the government to do so. So there's still a lot to be done as far as fair elections are concerned.
So as long as emergency rule remains in place, it is your view that you will have no part of the elections in January?
That's not actually what I want to say. It's a very difficult decision for us. If we boycott the election, then there will be no need to rig those elections. And most people will say, well, those elections are fair. The opposition missed the boat. They should have taken part in them. So in a sense, we have to take part in those elections. And we have to force the regime to either rig or to remove the obstacles in the path of a fair election. So right now we've decided to contest under protest while reserving the right to boycott at a later stage. And we're still calling for the lifting of emergency, an end to the media gags, the release of the political prisoners, and the establishment of an independent election commission that can stop the electoral abuse that is presently taking place, such as the mayors using government officials to campaign for the official candidates.
So this is interesting. You are now saying that you will participate in the January elections. You do so under protest. Tell me more about what it would take for you to consider working with Pervez Musharraf again. I know that at one point power-sharing arrangement looked promising. Then you declared that was off once emergency rule was declared. What about now? Do you think that there is still the possibility that Musharraf may take certain steps and that you could at some point work with him?
Well, the most important thing for the Pakistan People's Party right now are fair elections and a restoration of the democratic process. And as far as the issue of our negotiations with General Musharraf are concerned, there are still outstanding issues on the table that include lifting the ban on a twice-elected prime minister seeking office a third time. This ban was made by General Musharraf to keep Mr. Nawaz Sharif, another former prime minister, and myself out. And there's also the issue of the balance of power between the presidency and the parliament. But there's still several issues, but the most important one is democracy. Democracy can contain extremism. Dictatorship has failed to do that. And unless we have fair elections, well, people of Pakistan will be denied democracy, and they will also be under greater threat from the militants who have already taken over our northern areas and are now trying to expand into our frontier province.
What kind of talks have you had with Nawaz Sharif about the kind of role that you will be playing in the January elections and how the two of you join forces as an opposition movement in your calls for free and fair elections?
I've had several rounds of negotiations with Mr. Nawaz Sharif, and indeed also with other political parties, civil groups, and human rights groups. And I have invited the opposition parties for a cup of tea to see whether we can discuss about a possible minimum agenda, or we can identify common goals. Right now, there are two cross currents simultaneously running in the country. It's been a year when we've had the lawyers' movement and a great emphasis on the independence of the judiciary. And there are some who feel that we should be demanding the restoration of the judges back first and then talking about elections. But it's also the year scheduled for elections. And there are others who feel that the focus has to be first on elections, and then if we have democracy, the rule of law will follow. The political parties are discussing this, and I'm quite hopeful that we can find a consensus.
You know, there is this theory put forward by some observers that Musharraf allowed Sharif back into the country to actually split the opposition vote, leaving him as the final arbiter. What do you make of that theory, that scenario?
Yes, I have heard that scenario, but I would like to share that a tripartite fight actually suits the Pakistan People's Party, which I lead. So in the event that the PPP is faced both by Mr. Nawaz Sharif and the former ruling party, that will give us a more attractive situation vis-a-vis winning the election. But at the same time, if Mr. Nawaz Sharif and I come to an electoral adjustment, again, our votes will go to each other, and that will suit us too. So Mr. Nawaz Sharif's return is a win-win situation for the Pakistan People's Party, as well as for the democratic process. Had he been out and we had won the election, then his party would surely have cried foul. So I'm very pleased to welcome him back to Pakistan.
Benazir Bhutto, good to talk to you. Thanks so much for joining us today.